Ladies and gentlemen, the show is about to begin.
And now for something completely different.
Come on, feel the noise.
I want to rock.
Let's get the rock out of here.
Damn straight!
Are you ready to rock?
You know who I am?
Who are you?
Your DJ for this evening.
One night in one American city. Multiply that by hundreds of cities and what have you got? A country where culture means pornography and slasher films. Where ethics means payoffs, graft, insider trading. Where integrity means lying, whoring, and intoxication. This country is in deep trouble, people. This country is rotten to the core and somebody better do something about it. Open your mouth and tell them what we're going to do about the mess this country's in. Talk radio. It's the last neighborhood in town. People just don't talk to each other anymore.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
And welcome, welcome, welcome to the Brad Westmar Show, the show that always fills you up and never lets you down. Jared Afkar.
Hello.
It's great to have you here as always, and Batman in the controls. And your hair is growing back there, Jared. You might want to get a cut again soon.
Is it too?
You know, I noticed it looks really nice. I mean, it's awesome. I mean, there's nothing better than a good, fresh haircut. And it looks good on you. And frankly, mine, I just shaved mine down here the other day.
Yours is a little lower maintenance, yeah. I think.
Well, it is.
I'd probably bankrupt the family if I went more frequently than I do.
Yeah, that would be bad. I mean, but I think you probably need to actually get a haircut every 2 weeks because your hair gets kind of poofy.
Yeah.
No, it still looks good, actually. I'm just kidding.
It's been worse. I've gone months before. I look like a big red Q-tip.
Like Don King.
It was horrible. I do Afro out.
Hey, there's people outside sitting in the waiting chairs, and I don't know if they're there waiting for us or if they're there to wait to get their back cracked or what the deal is, but it's kind of cool to actually notice. I never really noticed the chairs and the little waiting area.
And little hallway area there?
Yeah. It's kind of nice, actually. It makes me feel like we're important, even though they're just kind of out there chit-chatting. I don't know if they have an appointment. Maybe they need to come in and see the Dr. Todd. No?
Of what is Todd a doctor?
He's a doctor of love. Everybody knows that.
Good to know.
Yes. So welcome, as I said, to the Brad Westmar Show. And one thing I want to mention before I get into my new website, the new website, the show website, the whatever you want to call it. First things first, I got to play my theme song again because I like it so much. I just want to play it. It's on my mind. I can't help myself.
Hello, it's your drug dealer.
It's me, Jared.
I thought I'd call.
I'm your drug dealer.
In case you needed anything at all.
You need anything?
Anything, huh?
You know, you can always call me just to talk.
If you want to.
Oh, okay.
But I mostly want to sell you drugs.
Because that's my job, sell you drugs.
Got to pay the bills.
That's right.
Drug dealer.
Precisely. Price is going up now.
Drug dealer.
Limited quantities available. Yeah. So that's me. That's my job. And also, we wanted to check in with Batman. I got a little something. This is how wonderful of a producer he is. Let's see. Okay. Yeah, get the phone number off there so nobody hears his phone number. All right. Here we go.
5:30 p.m.
Hey, where are you at, Westmar? I'm looking for you. Where are you at, man? Give me a holler. Let me know.
Thank you so much, Westmar. Thank you.
To replay.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, Batman, the good producer that he is, little did he know that Jared and I were down in my car making out while he was calling us. My phone was on vibrate. So,
and don't think the vibrating phone was not part of the equation.
That's what it was. It was the phone. It wasn't.
Yes.
Never mind. Okay, bradwestmar.com. I'm so excited, and I must thank my good friend, Brandon Nichols, for doing all the hard work on this thing. He has worked very hard. We're very excited about it. bradwestmore.com in existence. I hope you check it out every once in a while. Jared, have you checked it out?
I have, multiple times.
There's a plan for it, you know, and I mentioned it last week on the show. It actually went live right after the show aired on Friday night. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the plan for it, as far as I'm concerned, is to have it become an extension of the show. You and Batman have logins as well if you want to post something, although I get a little scared about Batman because I know Batman can go off on his long, you know, his long rants. Is that
going to... I was provoked.
Yeah. Last week, this is true.
I was provoked. That's my only time I rant is when I'm provoked.
Well, then I'll try not to provoke. I hope if you're...
You never provoked me. That was the thing.
Okay.
You and I were thrown into provoking situations.
This is here we go again. Okay, look. Let's focus on 2011, okay? If we focus on 2011 and I provoke you, you have all the rights in the world to go ahead and post, and I'll show you how to do that. And Jared, you as well. You know, for example, we're going to talk again very briefly about Celebrity Apprentice tonight, and I feel like maybe that deserves a little bit of a blogging thing from me so that I, instead of, you know, taking up a lot of time for people that don't want to hear me talk about Celebrity Apprentice, I could blog about it on the website there a little bit. Because there are people out there that have told me they like it when I talk about it because they're into the show as well.
Right.
So we'll talk about that more. But, I mean, you see what I'm saying. I mean, if you've gone on there and seen what we've got on there now, I've got, I think, the newest post. I posted the entire video of your presidential nomination.
Thank every one of you for coming out today.
Yeah. So, yes. You know, that's up there. And then we also posted a very, very interesting video of our president, Todd Sheets, in Walmart from YouTube, which is a spectacular video that I found a long time ago that I've been wanting to do something with.
I saw that.
Him on a rant, yes, in Walmart, throwing a hissy fit, I believe is what Julie called
it. It's not even right what you guys do to me. Okay?
Hey, video is on YouTube. It's public domain. So, you know, great things on there for you to check out.
You guys.
You know, yeah, well, he means just, you know, us in general. Now, what was that? I just had a sound go off on my computer.
It's all good.
Are you sure?
I'm sure.
Okay.
Maybe good. That was a prompt.
I'm sure it was Skype. Anyway, so check out bradwestmore.com. Frequent it because we are... What? What?
Just throw it. I'm sure it was Skype.
I'm sure it was Skype. Took you a second. It was like a delayed reaction. So anyway, bradwestmore.com. Please check it out, frequent it, because we're going to try to keep a lot of updated material. And I know Jared's thinking hard and long about what he wants to put on there for his first post.
Right? There's pressure involved, you realize now.
I know.
You're building it up to something.
Just remember, keep your thoughts on the level of our audience. Remember the Westmore Nation. Remember where, you know how they say that a company is only a reflection of its leader or its top, that it all kind of trickles down from the top. Well,
right. Look
at me and then think about the entire Westmore Nation and then write. Okay? Well,
I don't want you to make it sound like I'm like on some higher plateau or plane here.
But you are. And people who know that you are. And that's okay.
I prefer to think of myself just as different.
Look, if you were on the same level as I was, we'd be lost in the static. But because we're not lost in the stat, because we're not, we're the Brad Westmore Show.
So you're saying that I have more experience points and I'm on a higher level?
I'm not really sure what I meant by that. But anyway, so let's move right along to some other things. Again, Brandon Nichols, you can actually find him on Twitter. I believe his new handle is PSAPrez, P-R-E-Z. So check that out at PSAPrez. P-R-E-Z. You can find him on Twitter. Brandon, you're the man. And if I get a chance, I might actually meet him this weekend.
Wow. Will you know if you're meeting him?
I think I will know him. It's going to be interesting to see who recognizes one another first. We'll see what happens. More on that later. Voicemails for the show. Update on Skype. Batman, I'll let you go ahead and tell everybody what you know so far.
Well, the good news is, I got a little message that said, basically, we are working on the problem.
That's a good start.
And I actually was able to listen to one voicemail, which one. That was the one I told you about earlier.
Yeah, that was from Merle.
Yeah, Merle.
Westmo Sports on Twitter. Yes, yes. So we have no idea what it was. Kind of encrypted, if I understood you correctly. We weren't really sure what he was. He got my message.
It was a little garbly. I think it was a Skype issue, but no, yeah.
Could be. It was a shock.
He got your message. We know that.
Thanks, Merle. Appreciate
that. We know that,
that
much. Bye. And I have to say hello from Gary, who is in England, and sent an email telling me he loves your show.
Wow. There it is, across the pond.
There you go.
Excellent.
You've gone global.
Thank you for that report, Batman. And, you know, hopefully we'll get to listen to the 27 voicemails that are in there. I think what we should do, Batman, if you don't mind, is when we do get it up and running, let's just listen to every voicemail back to back. It'll take up an entire show, but it'll save me from having to do too much show prep.
Okay.
Even if the voicemails aren't about us, we'll just listen to them anyway.
Sounds good.
Okay, perfect. That's from Batman.
I love this job more than I love taffy.
So, very well. Let's see. Moving right along. Let me see here. All right. March Madness. Now, last week on the show, we just glossed over the fact that the National College Basketball Tournament was going on.
Uh-huh.
And I kind of hesitated on whether I should explain where I stand with this whole thing. And I got a Twitter message from a guy that I've met on Twitter. His name is Joel Fry. He does a sports show on Saturday nights up in Des Moines on 98.3 FM WOW. That's right, WOW.
Wow.
Yes. And he asked me, he said, "Hey, do you want to come on my show tonight and talk K-State basketball?" Which, that was the night that K-State lost. Now, see right there, that's exactly what I did when I read that message. I snorted and giggled. And the reason that I snorted and giggled was, it's about three reasons. First of all, I couldn't do it because we were going to the hockey game, and we took my wife came with, and we took our daughter to her very first hockey game, which we'll talk about a little bit later as well.
Mm-hmm.
The second reason was, I hate K-State. I'm a Nebraska fan. Okay, that was the second thing.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
And you know, thirdly, it's kind of a two part thing. You know, thirdly, and Joel's listened to the show, but some people don't really understand where the sports fit into this show. You know, we're not a break it down kind of a show. You know, we make fun of the funny.
There are enough people out there doing that.
There really are, you know, and some great people that we will talk to on this show sometime. But we're not going to spend the time breaking it down, because you're right. There's enough of that.
And we're really honestly too lazy to do the research, too.
Abso-freaking-lutely. Totally agree with that. So that wasn't going to happen. Plus, here's the kicker and the topper. I haven't watched a lick of basketball during this tournament. And I honestly, I don't have any problem with people that do love this. There's a lot of people that are rabid.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, at our work, they even have the games on some of the flat screens. You'll catch them watching it through various displays throughout the company or on their computers. So
Yeah. I mean, people are rabid for it. And I have no problem with that. But there's a couple of reasons. First of all, my business is seasonal. My real business, the real job, you know, the drugs. And we're at our busiest point right now. Every year, this time of year. And so when March Madness comes around, mm-hmm. I don't have time to care. I just do not have time to care. I don't get in the pools, and I just don't watch the basketball. I'm not saying it stinks. I'm not a big basketball fan, you know. But so I don't want you people to think that I'm not talking much about March Madness because I don't like it. I don't have time to get into it. I'm just not into it. So that part of sports just is not going to play a role. Am I right with you? It's same thing with you. You're not really into it.
No. I mean, I will occasionally flip through and catch scores while I'm watching other things, but I'm not, I'm just not a big basketball fan. Me and either. I didn't go to a big school that
right.
would even compete. So I just find it kind of irrelevant for me.
Yeah. Anyway. And that's the thing about us. I mean, we're a different kind of semi-sports type show in that we kind of pick and choose what we want to talk about. I mean, we're not a break it down kind of a show. So I just told Joel that I would love to come on a show sometime, and I really would.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I would, and I haven't told him this part yet, but I would rather go on and talk about the Chiefs and Todd Haley's beard, you know, and his mullet, you know,
right.
during the football season or something like that, you know. And likewise, I mean, I think he'd be a great guy to get in on our fantasy football Westmar Nation style here when we work that out here in a few months.
Yes, absolutely.
Great. You know, it's great to have real sports people, you know, doing that with us. I mean, we can have Batman in it, but Batman's not going to probably know, heads or tails about what we're talking about because he's not into sports really at all. So, but you know, when thinking about the sports, I got to thinking, how do I rank my favorite sports? And then I wanted to kind of compare it. I'm going to tell you mine, and then okay. I'm going to guess yours, and then you can tell me where you rank them. Okay. NFL football and college football are number one on my list. It's my absolute favorite. And it used to be that baseball was neck and neck with football as a kid growing up because I wanted to be a baseball player, loved baseball, grew up just absolutely wanting to be a professional baseball player even though I was too fat. And so, but nowadays, hockey has really come into play as the second sport in my life. Right now, instead of getting into March Madness, baseball season starting to where now kind of keep an eye on what's going on. But the fact that the NHL playoffs are starting soon, next month, you know, is exciting for me. So it's NFL football for me and in college football, number one, hockey, number two in the NHL, then Major League Baseball, and then anything after that is a distant fourth, fifth, sixth, basketball, whatever. I really just don't watch a whole lot of basketball. I think for you, and don't tell me if I'm right or wrong, I'm going to close my eyes so I don't see a reaction. I think Major League Baseball is number one with a close but yet still separated number two as being the NHL, and the NFL is number three, and basketball is ranking about the same spot for me. Am I right?
You're close.
Okay.
You're close. I baseball is definitely, it'll always be a number one. And for me, college sports are not a big deal. Aside from the Army-Navy game, I really don't care. Mm-hmm. So aside from that, second would be hockey. And it's, you know, as time's gone on, it's easier to follow hockey than when I was a kid in the middle of nowhere in Oklahoma and, you know, not a lot of hockey going on out there. Fourth or third rather is actually, and this is going to brand me a
water polo?
Way. No, it's actually it's World Cup soccer.
Wow.
And not MLS, not the stuff we watch, you know, that's going on now, but when like I would put that on par of, like, for some people, the Olympics. It's just, you're watching the best of the best play a sport. The game is thoroughly uninterrupted by commercials except at the half. And to me, that's, I just, and football is next, but I like the sport of football. It's hard for me to watch it because it's so interrupted by commercials, and I just find the personalities involved and all the analysis. The game is fine. It's just, they made it such a ridiculous show of all the stuff around it drives me absolutely insane, and I cannot stand it. Because if you boil it down, the actual game time is so small compared to what you think you're getting out of it.
Oh, yeah.
And I just like pacing. Baseball, you can knock it for being slow. You can knock it, but the breaks are natural. It's you can invest in it heavily and watch every pitch, or you can kind of have it on in the background. And then of course, way at the bottom is basketball.
I'm really surprised by that. I mean, I guess I knew you had some interest in soccer here this past season or this past winter, but I didn't know it was that strong.
Well,
wow.
it was when Germany won in 1990, I was actually in Germany, and seeing a whole country freak out like that for a good reason, not the way reason Germans usually freak out, but because usually that involves invading some other country.
True.
That notwithstanding, it was just cool seeing that, and it's infectious, and my daughter got into it.
That's cool. Well, give me a celebratory hurrah in German.
Oh.
Can you do that?
Back
off the mic a little bit when you do it. Give me a little Rammstein hurrah in German.
Wow. Okay.
You got one?
It takes a little while to build up to this. I'm trying to think of what they would even say. I mean,
Guten Tag.
That's just hello.
Hello. Guten Tag.
I mean, you know, you have the goal that the Hispanic guys yell out, right? But
can you help?
No ball! Which means yes, but I've heard that a couple of times.
You just got rid of the people waiting outside.
Yeah, someone probably thinks I'm passing a stone or something along those lines.
Okay, I just wanted to see if I could pull something out of you in German. So that didn't sound right.
No. But
real quick before the first break. When we come back to, by the way, we're going to play a new game with Batman. We're going to call it, it's called the name game. We're finally going to get the name game going, and we're going to do it the right way.
Still don't know if I know the right way.
I know you don't. You're going to F it all up. Thank you. Before I forget to mention it for the first time, this weekend, Comic-Con and Jackalope Radio Night Watch Show has a booth, but a lot of us goobers from Jackalope Radio I'm still 50-50. I'm told by El Presidente and Batman that I'm in like Flynn.
You're in like Flynn. Don't even worry. The only thing we're trying to figure out, I guess you wanted to try to get somebody with you.
I don't need that anymore.
Oh, okay.
I'm just going to go myself.
Okay, just yourself.
If I can get in.
You and the Jared monster.
Actually, Jared's not available. It's going to be me.
Make it.
Just you.
I'm going to be shaking hands, kissing babies, and hugging Venkman.
Well, you're there.
Okay, good. Cool. Well, I'm told I'm in. So rumor has it that I'll be there more than likely on Saturday at the very least. So Comic-Con actually is out in Overland Park, Kansas at the Overland Park International Trade Center on 100. Now, what do you got going on over here, Mac Daddy?
I don't know what that was, but
what
hey.
What is this?
That was an interesting sound.
Bear with me here, folks.
Did the aliens just assimilate someone?
Come on. Somebody talk.
It's all good now, I think.
Yeah, no, that's the second time it's happened in 20 minutes. It's not all good.
But it wasn't on your end, so it wasn't even on the recording.
Are you sure?
Yeah. It was something that actually happened. It updated my clock finally. It just now updated my clock.
Thank God your clock is updated.
I didn't do it, but it did it.
You're sure that wasn't on the air?
I promise you.
What about the previous one that I bitched about?
That might have been, but this one wasn't.
Who knows?
You're good now, so everyone's going, what is he yelling about? There's nothing even going on.
All right, my bad. All right, so anywho, check it out this weekend. Planet Comic Con is actually officially called planetcomiccon.com. is the actual URL. You can check it out that way. Don't forget, too, Blythe and Jeff and the other girls, Damsels of Dorkington, are going to be there performing as well. Might end up missing that show, though, because I don't even know what time they're performing, but they will be there this weekend. So it's going to be a great time, and I can't wait. I've already got a great idea. I plan to autograph all of my Brad Westmar Show flyers. So when the two of you out there that are listening to the show come by the booth, I promise to autograph them for you. Okay. We'll talk again about this before we end the show. But for right now, let's go ahead and take the first break. When we come back, we're going to check in with Batman on the status of the Todd Sheets movies. We're going to talk very briefly again about Celebrity Apprentice, and we're also going to do the name game and start a string. We're going to keep our records, basically, is what we're going to do on the name game. So let's go ahead and take that break, Batman, and we will be right back.
This is the Brad Westmar Show.
Now, what starts with the letter C? Cookie starts with C. Let's think of other things that starts with C. Who cares about other things? C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh, C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. C is for cookie. That's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Hey, you know what? A round cookie with one bite out of it looks like a C. A round donut with one bite out of it also looks like a C. But it is not as good as a cookie. Oh, the moon sometimes looks like a C, but you can't eat that. So, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Yeah, C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Oh, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Yeah, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C. Oh boy, cookie, cookie, cookie starts with C.
Thank you for listening, all three of you. The Brad Westmar Show.
Hey, Jared.
Yes.
Welcome back to my show.
Welcome.
The Brad Westmar Show. Very good. Hey, you know who my two favorite C's are in TV right now? Star Jones. And also Dionne Warwick. She's quite the C, too, if you know what I'm saying.
Oh, man. There's a whole lot of it.
We'll talk more about them in a second. But first of all, let's check in with Batman real briefly. And we had a conversation last week on the show about the Zombie Bloodbath trilogy that's supposedly on its way and is actually at Batman's house. And I mentioned to Batman that it'd probably be okay if he held off until my special birthday next week. Batman, is that what you're doing?
That is what I'm doing.
So next Friday, we will have it in our possession on my birthday.
You will.
Excellente. Looking forward to
the
it.
The mice haven't appropriated it.
Actually,
you don't need to watch that one.
Yeah.
Tales of Devereaux, I can't. They might be watching that.
Gotcha.
See, it's funny that we actually haven't talked about, to my knowledge, the mice on this show. We're going to talk about that sometime on the show. Todd and Batman. Well, is it Batman or is it Todd that has the mice? I'm all confused.
It's Todd.
It's Todd. Okay, we talk about
Though
Todd.
I have bats in the Batcave.
Okay, we'll figure this all out some other time. But Celebrity Apprentice, I do have listeners contacting me saying, hey, I like it when you talk about it. I'm kind of a businessman myself, and I get into the show, and, you know, I like it when you talk about it. And this week on the show, you said you saw some of it.
Yeah, I saw about the second half.
Okay, so you saw the end of it.
Yes.
So you know somehow Gary Busey magically won a task.
Which might be the strangest thing.
No
galactically
kidding.
Insane.
And he's pissed at his entire team now. He thinks they're all out to get him.
Well, that's the way people who take bumps on their head usually think.
That's true.
And they are. But you know what? I really like Gary. And you know the funny thing is, the things he was saying, those...
team, together, every... How is it? Together, each... Together... I don't remember how it went now, but
a lot of that he came from Dr. Louis Turi, who's on Night Watch a lot.
And oh, really?
He's a personal advisor to Gary Busey.
Ah.
And Gary was going to be on the show, but at that time he had some problems with a female and had to back out. Yeah, but it was a... I'm sure that's understandable.
Oh, wow.
No, look, I honestly, when this show started, when Celebrity Apprentice started, I said, Gary Busey is my pick on Twitter. People thought I was kidding. But I was serious. I mean, I really thought that he had the potential to do it. But in all honesty, if I was going to pick one guy to win it all, or one person, it's John Rich. And but let's go a little bit further with this.
Uh-huh.
Where does your career have to be? How down does your career have to be on Celebrity Apprentice? I mean, what's the last movie you remember Gary Busey being in?
I
don't either.
Was he in that bad Steven Seagal movie where they took over the aircraft carrier? I think he was in that.
Love that movie.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah, and Erica Eleniak is in that movie. Right. Pops out of a cake.
That's right. Yeah.
How could you not love that movie for real? And I love Steven Seagal. I have his action figure he gave me.
Here we go. See, this is why we can't have Batman blog. This could be a problem.
I have
problem.
Good information, though. Do you know I drove Steven Seagal around when I worked for Warner Brothers in my Camaro, and Kelly LeBrock was in the backseat?
Hello.
True story.
Well, Kelly LeBrock looks like somebody ran over with a Mack truck these days.
I haven't seen her.
No. Well, she's not looking too good, but that's okay. Thanks for the update on your celebrity status there.
Oh, thanks.
But seriously, I mean, even John Rich, who I love, I mean, I'm not going to lie, I liked Big and Rich. I still do. But they haven't done dick together for years. They've each had solo albums. They're not the biggest thing in country music anymore. And then you got Gary Busey. You've got, help me, Meatloaf, David Cassidy.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's people who are way on their way down, or it's people who think they're on their way up.
Like Star Jones.
That whatever that Housewives of Atlanta.
Yeah, Nene, whatever the hell. Yeah.
He needs to be clubbed with a bat.
Yeah, yeah.
Repeatedly.
I mean, but there's such entertainment value out of watching these real people, these real stars interact, because here's what they do. I'm sure this is what happens. Agent comes to them and says, Celebrity Apprentice called. They want to know if you'd be interested in being on the show. Well, I don't want to go on that show. Everybody looks like asses after they're done. Yeah, but it's for charity. Yeah, but I mean, seriously, I mean, it's not, how's it going to help my career? But it's for charity. And they get them with the charity thing. I mean, it's all about charity. It's not about the money.
I think it's also the ego thing.
Well, it could be about the... That's true. But at the same time, look at the winners of past Celebrity Apprentice. How has it ever helped any of them, too? The only one I think it's helped was the first one. Wasn't Piers Morgan the first one? I think it helped Piers Morgan. And that's about it.
But, you know, any chance for some of these desperate people to just get attention, and if this is a vehicle for that, then they're going to take it.
It must be what it is. But I really think John Rich has a good shot, because he's got a good handle on marketing, at least from what I can see. But we'll see. He'll F it up somehow. It'll happen.
I thought Canseco sucked, and I think William Shatner should be on the next one.
William Shatner would be interesting.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Yeah, that would be very good to have him on there. It really, really would. And yeah, Jose Canseco, man,
douche.
Yeah. Well,
it's funny when he can't call anyone in to like donate because
no one likes him.
That's true. That was no one likes him in New York. Yeah,
because that's what saves a lot of their bacon is, well, let's call in some of their other celebrity friends to donate. And he can't do that because all of baseball hates him.
And all David Cassidy had was his daughter, which is different. Well, that guy didn't last very long. But anyway, love that show. But like you said, it's hard to sit down, and we said it last week, too, and watch 2 hours of it. You know,
it's demanding. I don't think it's worth that much. And, you know, plus, let's be honest, they pick half the people just on the basis of making sure that they have interesting conflicts going longer.
True.
You know?
It's true. I mean, you're right.
All the vanilla people are going to go first.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. And David Cassidy was way too vanilla to stay on there.
Yeah, whoever I can't remember the name of the woman who was let go this last time.
I know who you mean.
Very likable, you know, level head. I mean, she was not nearly as bitchy as a lot of her teammates.
You know about the soap opera star from 2 weeks ago, or who got let go this week?
There was the blonde. Was she a former model?
Nikki Taylor. Yeah, Nikki. Well, that was the other thing. She just caved. And the funny thing is here she is. She was a hot little 16-year-old model back in the 80s, and now she's a hot, you know, mom.
Right.
You know, with tattoos on her arms now, which is really weird to have a model with tattoos on her arms, but that's a different story. She just caves at the end and says, you know, it was my fault. And, you know, you are you saying I should fire you? Yeah. You know, and he talked about how honorable it was. Well, I've seen contestants do that in the past on the show, the real show, with the real people. Batman's not in his head.
They get called weak. Oh, all kinds of stuff.
Yeah, that they have. Well, David Cassidy, you got no fire. So the thing about it is the firings are complete BS. We know that.
Yeah,
they just fire him based on you said. You know.
If you want respect in the real world, sometimes you have to own a mistake.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because the whole world is going to see on television that you just made an ass of yourself.
This is true. And I think the bottom line about this show, and I'll end it with this, the great thing about this show now, at least as Celebrity Apprentice especially, is that the show is no longer about Donald Trump. Before, it was about the contest. It was about the real deal. But it was all about Donald Trump saying, you're fired. Or whatever, or what Donald Trump was going to say. But now, especially with the Celebrity Apprentice, they're letting the interaction of the stars be more the show than Donald Trump being.
Yeah, more of that, less of Trump and his gerbil faced sons.
Yes, this is true. Seriously, if you were going to sleep with one of the sons,
they're both the identical rodenty looking weirdos.
I think I'd have to pick Don Jr. though. I think he's a little bit more attractive than the younger one.
We're talking marginal at best.
They're both pretty scary. It's true. But Ivanka, hello.
Yes.
But she's such a tool.
Yeah, well, you know. Yeah, I know.
But they all hold their mouths like they've got something wrong.
But they do. It's called plastic surgery.
Okay. All right. I got you.
Or the need to constantly gnaw on wood to keep your teeth from overgrowing your face.
That's right. Time to play the name game, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to read the description here. It's very good. The name game. Here we go. The name. We're going to play this properly, Jared. You're not going to F it up, okay? This is going to be an ongoing contest between the three of us. We're going to keep track of our records, okay? The name game. Could you please hold your composure for at least 5 minutes? Look at this. Look at this. Look at this guy.
All right. I'm sorry.
Okay. Could you just take a deep breath? Take a deep breath.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
And easily amused.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
The name game is a game of name association. The cast is given a proper name. The cast is us, the three of us, given a proper name. And each of us must name a person commonly known in pop culture with the same proper name. And if we're unsure, we have to kind of go to a vote, basically. Okay? For example, if the name given is John, names given could be John Mayer, John Madden, John Lennon, or John the Baptist. If a cast member, that's us, cannot name a person with the same proper name in the allotted time, I don't know, we'll say, what, 10 seconds?
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. He or she is considered out. A cast member receives 0 points for being eliminated first, 1 for being eliminated second, and 2 points for being eliminated third or being the winner, basically. We'll go 0, 1, and 2, okay?
Okay.
And then the member of the show with the most points at the end of the game, which we're kind of just going to do an ongoing total, just so you can stand that. So we'll play it one time right now and see how fast it goes, I guess. First of all, we've got to pick it. Yes, you have a question. Always got questions.
I know. But can it be variations of the same name, or is it if it's Will or Billy or William, or is it only...
I would say that if somebody is known, for example, if we did Johnny, you can't do John somebody. It's got to be that his name is normally known as Johnny. Would you agree with that, Batman? You okay. understand that makes sense?
That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah. I think that's what we should go with. So yeah, let's try to be as specific as we can. Okay.
Okay.
Let's just pick a name, and I'm just gonna pick one.
You need a name hat.
We do, and that would be awesome. Work on that. But for tonight, the first name that came to my head was a simple one.
Dagmar.
Yes. Yes, Dagmar. No, we'll start with Mark, and I will start the game by giving you a little more obscure one, Mark Goodman. Mark Goodman, Bill Todman Productions.
Oh, very good. Yeah. Mark, so who's next,
mate? We'll just go right straight up. Yeah, go ahead.
Mark Wahlberg.
Okay, Batman. Mark Wahlberg, he said. You know Mark Wahlberg, right? What's that face? You
know, Marky Mark. What the hell?
No, Mark Wahlberg.
I know, but geez.
Don't stall.
Mark McGuire.
Mark McGuire. Okay, very good. Jiminy Christmas. This is harder than I thought it was going to be.
That was a bad one.
It wasn't really bad?
Yeah. Because I'm having trouble too, and I've had time to think about it.
Wow, this is tougher than I thought. You think so?
Gosh, yeah. How long you need?
Okay, I'm out. I'm out already. I'm out. I mean, that's tough. It's tougher than I thought. You got to be really in the right mood. Now, if I was inebriated, it'd be different. But
if we all go out, is that a scratch?
No, because you've already got yourself insured some points. Okay. I'm out. I've got zero. Now it's between you two to get the two or the one.
Right.
And your time is clicking.
I know.
tick, 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 tick.
Yeah, I don't have one either.
Mark St. John, guitarist for Kiss. Mm.
Bingo. And he gets the 2 points. He's so good at these games. So we're going to do this again here.
I'm a walking dictionary of pop culture nonsense.
You really are.
That went by fast.
Too fast there. All right, I'm going to write this down. Batman's got 2 points. Jared has one. I have zero. All right, somebody else pick a name then, for crying out loud. I'm terrible with picking names, obviously. Anybody? Right. Anybody? Anybody? Like there's such thing as a good one, but...
You want me to pick a name?
Yeah,
James.
Go ahead.
How about James?
Okay, he wants to go with James. And
right.
You go ahead.
Is that all right?
Sure. That's fine. Go ahead. James, you start.
James Brown.
Very good. Batman?
Oh, it goes to me.
Sure.
All right. James Whitmore.
James Earl Jones.
Hold on.
Wait, do you have him there?
I got James here.
Actually.
You are good, much young one.
Oh, that's very good, because you know what I've got? I've got this over here that I've never played on the air before. Give me 1 second here.
That's awesome.
Let's see here.
We got the James.
That's really good.
Thank you.
If you only knew the power of the dark side.
Luke, I am your father.
Okay.
Now very we just well. Ruined the ending of that movie for everyone.
No, hey, they don't know about Luke losing his hand. That was Return of the Jedi. Wait,
or kissing his sister?
That was Empire. I'm sorry. That's right. All right, you're stalling. It's your
I
turn.
Know I am, and I picked the name, and I'm stumped already.
TikTok.
So I was going to say Jesse James, but that wouldn't work. And
see, folks, that's how Jared used to play the game.
I know.
He'd throw the name in there any way he could. I think...
Yeah, you can call me. That's fine.
All right, so you get the zero. It's between me and Batman now.
James Franco.
James Franco. Really good. Why does James Earl Jones keep going through my head?
That's the thing. You get one stunk in there.
Wait a minute. I've got it. The pop alternative rock guy, James. He did the song Laid.
I thought that was the band.
Was it a band?
Yeah, I don't know if that was his name.
James Arness, ladies and gentlemen.
He's giving it to me. Look at this guy. Good. James Garner.
Ooh, wow, touche on the James there.
Of Tank fame.
That's right.
Now you got me thinking of James Earl Jones, you jerk.
James Addiction.
Just stop it. Don't mess him up.
He's messing me up.
You got to be quiet. You got to be quiet while he's trying to think. It's only fair.
You guys are making Star Wars noises while I was trying to think.
Oh, did we? I apologize.
I think you should be honked here.
I think I'm about ready to be honked. I have
honk. Okay. So you get the
James
one.
Mayfield was my...
You get three. Jared's... got one, and I've got two. Let's do it one more. Let's do it one more time. We got the time real quick.
Let Batman pick the next
name. You pick the name this time. We'll do it again.
Okay, I will pick the name this time. I'm going to go with something fairly easy. Bruce.
Bruce. Oh, this ought to be interesting. Okay, so you're going to start it, then it'll come to me. Okay.
Bruce Wayne.
Okay. There are so many on my mind, but the most obvious one is... Would you stop it? The most obvious one is Bruce Springsteen.
Bruce Jenner.
Bruce Dickinson.
Now I got Lenny Bruce in my head.
See, that's what happens. It lodges in there.
Bruce Bixby.
What?
No, I'm kidding. Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner. Yes, Bruce
you
Banner.
You got it.
Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner. Bruce Banner.
Bruce Lee.
Ooh.
You stole mine, you dirty dog.
Wow.
Can you believe he just did that?
Yeah.
I know. That's
I can.
What I do.
Bruce.
What? Who the hell is Bruce Bruce?
Do you know Bruce Bruce? That's one of those musicians you talk about so frequently.
I guess if you gave me... Does Bruce Bruce really exist?
It really is, yes.
All right.
It's awful, but yes.
All right. Well,
it's awful or he's awful.
He gave me James earlier, so I almost have to give you, Bruce Bruce then. Man. Bruce Hurst, pitcher. Was the Red Sox back in the
He 80s? Was a partial on the Red Sox. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he went to the Padres at some point too.
Bruce Hurst, don't stall. Your turn.
What do you mean? You were talking to me.
No, you're right. No, Bruce Hurst. I'm in.
Right.
This is a good one. Good choice. Good choice.
Yeah, not so good for me. I'm thinking I'm out.
Honk. Yeah, I suppose so. Okay.
Bruce Jenner.
Yep. Oh, what, already been said. You're out. I get the 2 points.
That's I didn't realize that was already said. It's no fair.
Isn't that the way we should? I mean, that's the way we should play if you do repeat somebody.
Well, I had a second one too, but I just didn't realize
what was your second one.
Bruce Traxler was my second one. He's an author.
Wow. He digs pretty deep. This is where we need the research person.
Sci-fi.
We need. Okay. All right. So after playing three rounds, the current tally of points is Batman and Brad both 4 points. Jared, uno.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm perfectly content to have one for the rest of this. Cool.
It's fun. It's okay. No, you look. Don't be down on yourself.
I'm not down.
Don't be down on it. Batman, give him encouragement.
I said I was content.
Man, you are the man.
I'm content.
It's okay. Do not be sad.
Afkar is very, very sensitive.
Okay.
Oh.
Let's go ahead and take another break, Batman, if you will. When we come back, we've got a few more things to talk about. If we have time, we're going to get a little bit of a rundown quickly from Jared about his 20-year reunion that's coming up this summer. I want to get an idea.
Oh, gravy.
I also want to talk about Missouri Mavericks very briefly and their hockey game that I went to this past weekend. So let's go ahead and take that break, and we will be right back.
The Brad Westmore Show will be right back.
Spike. And you know, when I'm driving down Route 9W on a hot summer day, me and the missus always stop at Dickens Fruit Stand. They've got everything from fruit to vegetables, homemade pies, but there is nothing like their cider. Ain't that right, honey?
Uh-huh.
Dickens Cider. Yes, sirree. Why, even though we were late for church last Sunday, she had to have a little Dickens Cider.
Uh-huh.
She says there ain't nothing like it. Even my minister says his wife enjoys a little Dickens Cider now and then. Hey, why don't you bring some home in our protective plastic rib bottle? That way it'll stay fresh. Or you can let it sit a while and have some hard Dickens Cider. It's good at lunch, good at dinner, and there's nothing like waking up with a Dickens Cider. Dickens Fruit Stand, just off Route 9W and Country Road 69. Open 24 hours, because after a chilly summer night, I like to snuggle up in bed with a hot Dickens Cider.
Helping people across the pond with their insomnia every Friday night. The Brad Westmore Show.
And welcome back to the Brad Westmore Show. Hey, real quick, before we go any further, I want to check with President Obama, current President Obama, no offense, Jared, to find out what he thinks about Kansas City's new mayor being named Sly James.
It's getting way too complicated for me.
I would agree with that. Sly. Sly gets the funk out.
Yes.
Yeah, inside joke if you don't live here in Kansas City.
I wish he would get the funk out.
You know what? Don't even get me started. Don't go to politics. Don't start it. Don't start it. Don't start, please. Thank you. Okay.
I want them both to get the funk out.
You know how I feel about talking about politics. So, this past weekend, Jared was not able to go to the hockey game with me, the Missouri Mavericks, over there in Independence, Missouri.
A garden spot.
Yes. Really. You and I have history there. We actually went to, I believe, the second home game of the Missouri Mavericks ever last year.
That's right.
And we, if I recall correctly, it was an interesting experience because that night it was 455 degrees below zero inside that place.
Yeah, it was ridiculously cold.
We had air conditioner vents blowing on us.
Uh-huh. And a bunch of mouth-breathing Independence people blowing on us as well.
Yes, yes. And also, the music sound system was so bad, we couldn't hear ourselves think, let alone hear each other talking.
Right.
Amongst ourselves.
And watching the coach / right wing play, you know, you want to be able to concentrate.
That was pretty cool. Yeah, I think he finally retired. But they worked things out later in the season. I think we went to a second game together, didn't we? I think we, maybe
not. I can't remember. I don't think we did.
Maybe we didn't. But anyway, this year I went, this is the first and last game I went to this season. Got better seats this time. It was great. We're sitting in row 4 right behind the visitor's bench. And because you couldn't attend the game with me, Christy and I decided to go ahead and take Presley, our 3-year-old daughter, to her very first hockey game because she thinks she's a hockey fan and she likes to watch it sometimes and stuff. So a little concerned that she wasn't going to last very long, you know?
Right. I've been there.
Yeah, I figured as much. But long story short, you know, she enjoyed the mascot. She enjoyed a few minutes of hockey. She enjoyed the snacks. Her and her mom went walking around quite a bit because during the periods, it's not so busy. Out there in that Independence Event Center. But one of the first things I noticed about that place that I didn't like about it was how small and narrow the hallways were. If you recall, it's just so crowded and so narrow. And you definitely can't let a 3-year-old walk through there. They get trampled. But, you know, during the period, while the periods were actually going on, while hockey was actually being played, it was a good chance for her and her mother to walk around a little bit. So that worked out well. Come to find out, too, by the way, my wonderful web designer, Brandon, was actually there with his family, but we didn't know it. So we could have crossed paths that night.
You didn't cross the streams, huh?
No, but we didn't cross the stream. So it's going to be interesting to see if he shows up at Comic-Con or when he does show up at Comic-Con, if I'm there when he's there, and which one of us sees each other, you know, first. So he's my boy, though. And I appreciate you again, Brandon, by the way. Anyway, here's what I wanted to mention to you that I think was great that they changed there. First of all, I never liked the name of the team. I didn't like the Mavericks.
Right.
And I didn't like the colors because you're in Kansas City, Missouri. And this is great. I get to vent about this now. I've got my platform back. Thank you very much, Todd Sheets. I've got my platform back. But when all this stuff was going on, I didn't have a place to vent about this. I didn't have a show, you know. So I want to get this off my chest now. You name a team. You're in Kansas City, Missouri, home of the Kansas City Chiefs that play in the AFC West. One of their biggest arch rivals in the division are the Denver Broncos.
Correct, yes.
So you name a team, the Mavericks, give them a mascot that's a horse, and have their colors be variations of the Denver Bronco colors in a light blue and a goofy-looking orange. What are you thinking?
You're right. That's absolutely brutal. Especially in Independence, where you kind of have the Camaro head capital.
Yeah.
People take that stuff seriously.
I would think so. Now, they make matters worse. They used that blue as the main highlight color, and these uniforms they had last year were just the ugliest pieces of ass I've ever seen in my entire life. Until the last game I went to late in the season, they wore some black alternative jerseys, and they still had some blue stripes in them, but they looked really nice. They looked more like Philadelphia Flyers jerseys than anything. I agree. You don't like them, but at least they looked better, you know, than the light blue pieces of turd. And then this time on Saturday, they wore these special orange jerseys that looked even better. Again, a little bit Philadelphia Flyer looking, but at least they're getting the colors right. And so I was happy about that. Plus, I saw a lot better caps, just ball caps, you know. Remember last year, the caps here, all the light blue caps and the really high sitting caps, and just the logo was crappy, and it just, they've got the black and orange highlight, and even a darker blue highlighting a lot of their caps too. It actually made me want to buy a cap, but
it is hard because almost every color combination thought of has been taken.
Yeah,
and look what colors you're wearing, coincidentally.
Yes, I am wearing a black Dave & Buster's T-shirt with their orange and blue logo.
Coincidence?
But you know, seriously though, these orange and blue colors,
it's
much
different.
Better looking than the crappy ones that they've got at, you know, Missouri Mavericks. So,
well, one has more money to invest in design.
Yeah, it's true.
Do we know which one?
That's true. Not really sure. And by the way, one more thing about that place, the Independence Event Center. I don't understand why, if the hockey team was going to be the main rent provider for this place, they knew they were going to be playing a lot of hockey. Why are there scoreboards down at both ends, like basketball courts, but there's no drop-down scoreboard in the middle?
That's a good question.
I mean,
you're right. It is inconvenient to see that. Now, granted, you don't need the Jumbotron-y stuff because you're never that far from the action.
True. But with no drop-down scoreboard, it's really weird to watch a hockey game and have to look like this off to your right or off to, if you're sitting in the middle, off to your left or off to your right to look at the score, look at the penalties, and look at the minutes. You're used to being just kind of able to glance up and look. I mean, it's not right. It's really weird.
It does feel a little claustrophobic. I mean, in some ways, in a good way, you're very tight in on the action. You don't ever feel too far away.
It's true. Hey, we didn't take a puck to the mouth, which was great. But, long story short, it was a good time. And I hope we can get to a game, next year. So should be a good time. Now, real quick, before we end the show, let's just touch on this briefly. Maybe we'll hit it again here in a week or two.
Oh, I have a feeling it'll be an ongoing saga.
You're probably right. You've got your 20-year reunion coming up, and you wanted my advice. You actually told me about this in the parking lot last week. Because I was pretty majorly involved with my 20-year reunion here a couple of years ago.
I know you weren't. I didn't know that you were majorly involved.
Well, a very good friend of mine actually ended up being the main chairman of it. So, and I actually started a website for my class as well. So I was a little bit involved with it. But the main thing is I did go. And you're just kind of trying to figure out if you want to go. Is that right?
Yeah, I'm debating. It's going to be an ongoing debate, I think.
You know, one of the things you have to think about with these reunions, I think, is that it doesn't really matter where you sat with these people in high school. Mm-hmm. I mean, for a lot of people, it does at 10 years or 15 years. But 20 years after you've graduated, in my opinion, if you haven't been back to a reunion and you look pretty good and you feel pretty good about yourself and you're doing good with the family and your job and everything, there really isn't any reason not to go, I don't think, because you really can't come out behind. You only come out ahead going, boy, did you see so-and-so? But, or, wow, what's going on with her? You know,
right.
What happened to her teeth? You know, stuff like that. I mean, you only come out ahead. And believe me, you and I are the same when it comes to people watching, okay? I mean, I guarantee if you go to your 20-year reunion, you're going to be picking people apart going, oh, my God, oh. Oh, and or one of these, holy cow, who is that? She is looking, that's who? You know, you're going to be into the whole thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I was just curious about your take, because given that, you know, you get along so swimmingly with people in general, and because, I mean, it is kind of, you know, I emailed a former friend about it, and he's like, yeah, I went to the last one at 10 or 15 years, and it was great, and there was mingling, and I'm thinking, I don't want to mingle. I didn't. You know, because like you say, we're all different people now. So if that's the case, would I want to be in a room full of strangers and go around and mingle? Because that's the question, right?
You know, you're right. And you make a good point because, you know, and this is the other side. And I'll mention this real briefly. You know, when I was in school, I was a fat, zit-faced, braced-faced, four-eyed freak. But I had friends, and it wasn't like I was a complete nerd or a complete loner. People knew me, you know, but I was fat. Okay, I was one of the fat kids, you know. I was a tall, fat kid. And I wasn't anymore when I went back. And honestly, right. I mean, I did have a goal, was to get back into shape and be in the best shape of my life when I went back. Was it an ego thing? I'll admit, it kind of was for me because I did go through high school having no ego at all. I didn't have any self-confidence. So I wanted to go back. So, I mean, I had a motivation, I guess. But, you know, the bottom line for me was that I got out of it what I wanted to get out of it. And then, let me think for a minute. What was I going to say here? That for me, if I would have been still the fat guy, I probably wouldn't have gone.
Right.
And I also wouldn't have wanted to mingle with these people. And I really didn't mingle with these people. I didn't go up to people at the bar. They came to me because all the whispering was about, who is that guy over there? And then they were telling that it was me. And they're like, whoa, does he look different? And that was my goal the entire time.
Right.
And it worked. And I ended up getting voted most changed or whatever it was, you know, in 20 years for the better, thank God.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And so, I mean, you know, again, it's kind of an ego thing, but my situation is a little bit different than yours. You make good points, so we're going to have to discuss it a little bit more.
Oh, I think it'll be an ongoing debate.
I think we're definitely going to have to talk about it more. So one more thing before we close the show, I want to remind you all of, again, Planet Comic Con this weekend at the Overland Park International Trade Center at 115th Street in Overland Park. Go to the website. It's planetcomiccon.com. It'll give you more information there. We've got a Jackalope Radio / Nightwatch show table, and there's going to be a lot of people there. If everything goes well, there's going to be a lot of people there, including myself. Jerry won't be there, but I should be there probably on Saturday. Venkman, Gnerk from the Big Dumb Fun Show, and many, many more people as well. So make sure you stop on by. I'll tell you what, Jared, I'll take video, I'll take pictures, and I'll give you the entire rundown next week on the show.
Aren't they all kind of the same show, though, really?
Don't say that. That's not nice. That's not nice to say.
I mean, if you're not there, and you're just relying on pictures.
I don't know. I'll let you know. How's that sound? I think, Jared, I want to say goodnight to you.
Good night, sir.
Batman, goodnight to you. And Presley, my darling, good night to you.
See you and Dr. Mossy.
Good night. Won't talk to me now.